Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, January the 9th, 1832, Jacob Hines, the owner of Friendship Plantation in St. Andrew and the Lodge Plantation in St. Michael, penned a letter from London to George Hewitt, a plantation owner in St. Thomas. Hines, who was suffering from ill health, had named Hewitt as one of the two executors of his will, which he had had drawn up in Barbados in 1831, shortly before he left for England. In his letter on this day in 1832, Jacob Hines wrote as follows: "I deem it right, from the uncertainty of life, and particularly from my health continuing very delicate, to address this letter to you in the event of any sudden accident happening to me, that you may be in full possession of what I direct." He went on to ask Hewitt to look after his poor, unfortunate, distressed children in the event of his death. Such a request from one white plantation owner to another was not unusual, except that Jacob Hines had never married, and all 18 of his children were slaves, or had been born the children of slaves. Among the many requests to Hewitt in Hines' letter was that a comfortable house be built for a woman named Mimbo Rose, and her children, Sarah, Kitty Rose, and Jane Dawn, on land he had provided for them at Morphy's, adjoining his plantation in St. Andrew. According to his direction, the property should include a kitchen, a privy, and a stable for Mimbo Rose to keep horses. Hines added this urgent injunction: "This house must be built, for I shall never be at rest if I was not to provide a house for Rose and her children to live upon my death," Hines said. Hines also asked Hewitt to advise his eldest daughter, Jane Rose Hines, and the other children. According to the terms of his will, all his children would receive parcels of land, either at Friendship or Lodge plantations, and those not already freed were to be manumitted. Jacob Hines ended his letter, written on this day in 1832, with this heartfelt plea: "My dear Hewitt, if you have any love or regard for me, never neglect them or turn your back on them. For you know the love I have for Jane Rose Hines and her sisters and brothers, and also know I have never let them want. For the love of heaven, don't let them be distressed or inconvenienced." Jacob Hines died soon after writing this letter, but it seems his wishes were carried out. As research by Ronnie Hughes has shown, many members of the Hines clan, who were his descendants, prospered and went on to become prominent members of Barbadian society in the 19th and 20th centuries.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.